Well, good morning. It's good to see all of you this morning. We are so glad that you're with us on this sixth Sunday after Pentecost. And thank you for making it out in the rain. I know sometimes people don't always like to get out in the rain, and we have a few that are away on vacation. But we are so glad to see you today, and we want to welcome all of you. And a little bit later on, we're going to be talking a little bit about God's faithful love in our lives. And I asked that question, what makes life endure? And so we'll talk a little bit more about that later on. But as we begin, let's stand together and join and sing our Gloria Patria. Let's join together there for our call to worship in the bulletin. Like green olive trees in the house of God, seek refuge in God. Seek refuge in God. Well, let's join together and do that. You can turn in your hymn books to hymn number 638, For In My Heart There Rings a Melody, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint. We're going to be singing the three verses this morning. I have a song that Jesus gave me. It was sent from heaven above. There never was a sweeter melody, 'tis a melody of love. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. I love the Christ who died on sins away. He put within my heart a melody, and I know it's there to stay. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody with heaven's harmony. In my heart there rings a melody, there rings a melody of love. Together there for our opening prayer this morning. We come to your house seeking your presence, O God. By the leading of your Spirit, open our hearts to grasp the deeper truths revealed through the witnesses of Scripture and through Jesus Christ, your living Word. Amen. And you may be seated, and I'm going to invite our kids that we're at VBS. In fact, all of them can come up. That's fine. And you guys are going to stand over here, kind of right in here, close to this. There we go. Face this way. And I'm going to invite a couple of our helpers that were helping out at VBS. They can come up too and sing with us. And come on up. I'm going to stand up here and sing too. And Miss Carla's going to lead us.
So,
and we're going to invite the congregation to sing with us, because I think some of these we know.
Okay, we'll sing the theme song first. Remember the theme song? Got it? I will make you fishers of men, fishers of men, fishers of men. I will make you fishers of men if you follow me. If you follow me, if you follow me.
Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. Little ones to Him belong, they are weak, but He is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me.
Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah,
come on, so they grow.
and eat our food? Yes, it does. So we need all of those things. And so today, we are talking about God's faithful love. The Bible tells us that God is love. That'll never change. So that means not only does God love us, but God is love. And guess what? God gives us love every day, just like the rain out there is coming down. But God showers love on us all the time. And guess what that helps us to do? It helps us to grow. And it helps us to be kind people and loving people and grace-filled people. It helps us to do all those things that God wants us to do one day in our lives. And some of the things we're doing now, but a little bit later when we get older and we grow up and we're like mom and dad and we have a job, all that that God gives us helps us to be able to do the things that we do in life. And so that we can make a living and live and be a blessing to people that we come into contact with. So we just have to eat that rain so the crops can grow and get bigger and we can have corn. Does anybody like corn on the cob? I do. Yes, I like corn on the cob. Yes. So then we can grow and be all that God wants us to be. Okay? All right. I think you guys are going downstairs and Miss Julie has you today. Going to be doing some things with you this morning. Yes, you know who that is, don't you?
You know what? We were only going to sing two verses of Shall We Gather at the River. So I think we're going to go ahead. Are you ready for that? We'll go ahead and sing that. It's on 695, or you can follow along on the PowerPoint here this morning. We're going to be doing the first and fourth verse this morning.
Shall we gather at the river where bright angels' feet have trod, with its crystal tide forever flowing by the throne of God? Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful river. Gather with the saints at the river that flows by the throne of God. Soon we'll reach the shining river. Soon our pilgrimage will cease. Soon our happy hearts will quiver with the melody of peace. Yes, rain again. Yes, we'll gather at the river, the beautiful, the beautiful. Gather with the saints at the river that flows from the throne of God.
Well, let's join together for our time of prayer this morning, and maybe you have a joy or concern that you would like to share this morning before we go to prayer. Someone this morning. Yes. Okay. Unspoken this morning. Yeah. Yes, so we want to keep Lonnie in our prayers, and definitely do. Asking for God's touch for her. Someone else this morning. Yes, Greg came through surgery okay. It was longer than what they thought it was going to be. He does have, after talking with Linda, the night before Greg went to prayer or went for to the hospital, and I got to pray with him. She did say that it is a low grade type of cancer that they took off or took out, and they took out his, I think, is his pituitary and some other things around that area to clean that up and make sure that they got everything. We'll probably know more in the future. She said he'll probably be at OSU for 3 or 4 days, the way it was sounding. And the last I had heard, I may try to go over there on Monday to see him. And but I appreciate your prayers for him as he's recovering. And hopefully that there won't be any other issues that goes on then after that. So someone else. Yes. That's good, and I'm glad to hear that, but that's still tough, the way he has to deal with that, and yes, exactly. So we definitely want to continue lifting up Bill in our prayers, and thank you for the update there. Someone else this morning. So if you didn't hear that, she was asking for prayers for Esther, who is, her sugar levels are improving and getting around, getting her strength back after being in the hospital there for a couple or 3 days, I think it was. And then she said she has a new son-in-law and 3 new grandchildren and 3 new grand pets or dogs, I guess, there. So, yes. And so someone else, great. Someone else this morning. Anybody else this morning?
I want to thank everybody who helped with Bible school. Obviously, I could not have done that by myself at all. All I did was sing. I just can't tell you all the people who popped in and out, all the people who took care of things. Georgia has pictures downstairs on the table if you'd like to look at those. It was phenomenal. As Rhea said, we planted seeds of faith in all of these
yes.
children. Because our theme was discipleship and prayer. And it was
yeah.
wonderful. It was a wonderful experience.
Yeah. Yes, and it was. And so we were glad to be able to do that. I was telling some of them that some Bible lessons that I have and values that I have never lost track of, I learned in VBS when I was a kid. And to this day, I still remember Mrs. Knock, the pastor's wife that taught our VBS lessons. She told that story about the fiddler crab. And it was about the fiddler crab that walks and moves sideways and what made it different. And she said, we are all different, but God loves us all. And I've never forgotten that to this day. And thank you to everybody that helped out. And we appreciate that so much. And I didn't have to do much of anything. So that's a good thing. Yeah, so somebody else. Yeah, she said she's going with her youngest daughter and granddaughter. She says it's a girls' trip over to the East Coast. And we want to remember those. And while you mentioned that, we do want to remember others that are traveling and vacation and so forth. So we want to let you know about that. Jim Maitland called me this morning and said, "Pastor, I better hold off on coming to church today." He said there's been a few people over at Troy Healthcare, rehab, where Kay is at, that have gotten COVID. She tested positive, but she has no symptoms. But the one nurse said that they've been getting a lot of false positives lately. But Jim said he thought it would probably be best maybe not to come, just to be on the safe side. But I wanted to give you that little update. Ellie, we want to continue lifting up Ellie in our prayers. And also, we want to remember the Beatty family. I don't know if you remember, we were praying for Dick Beatty. Kathy, my sister, mentioned it's her father-in-law. He did pass away, and I'm not sure when the funeral was. I didn't see any information on it, but we want to remember the Beatty family this morning with the loss of that loved one. Anybody else then, before we go to prayer? I do remember seeing that on Facebook, but I cannot remember either what the last name was there, but we can remember that family also. Anybody else? Okay, so we want to lift up those that have been mentioned today, and you can do that while you have a chance to pray while she plays, and then I'll come and close us out. Lord, as we pause today, we are thankful today for the rain that we're receiving and the blessing that it is for our crops and our gardens, for our lawns. And we are thankful that the rain comes and refreshes the earth and is a blessing in our lives. And Lord, we're also thankful for your presence and your faithful love that is with us every day of our lives. And no matter what we face, that faithful love we can depend on day by day. And Lord, we want to lift up those that have been mentioned today that are in need of your touch. Lord, we lift up Lonnie. Lord, thank you for bringing her through the surgery and as she's recovering. But Lord, there's some test results that are going to be coming up here in the next few weeks. And we just ask for your grace and favor and for a good report. Lord, we thank you for bringing Greg through that surgery. We're thankful for the surgeons that were able to remove all of that. And we just ask for your healing touch, your healing grace to be extended to him today. Lord, we lift up Bill to you. Lord, we're thankful, so grateful for that wound that's been healing. And we ask that you would continue to do that, working with the medicine and his body. And we ask for your continued touch there. Lord, we thank you for Esther slowly improving. We ask that that would continue to happen and she will continue to gain her strength, Lord. Lord, we lift up Ellie to you today, asking for your continued healing touch in her body and that one leg yet, Lord. And we're asking for your continued strength for her. And Lord, we think about those that are traveling during the summer for vacation and time away. And we just ask that you would watch over all of them that are traveling. We especially think of Alice as she's going with her daughter and granddaughters on that trip. That you'll have them have a great time and bring them back safely to be with us. And Lord, we continue to lift up Kay, Lord, for your continued strength for her and touch upon her body, Lord. Lord, we lift up these unspoken needs today. Lord, we know that you know what those are and what they involve, and we just ask for your touch there. And Lord, we lift up the Beatty family and this other family. Lord, we just pray for your comfort, your peace with the loss of these loved ones, that you would extend your grace in the midst of that. And Lord, we continue to lift up those on our monthly list, Lord, as we have been praying for them. And God, we continue to pray for your healing touch, your healing grace, and Lord, that you will continue to do that work as only you can do. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity that we have to come and be a part of the community of faith, to worship together, to experience your grace and presence, and to be bathed in your faithful love. And Lord, we just ask your blessing upon the rest of this time together as we break the bread of your word. May you feed and fill our souls that we might go out of here and be the people that you've called us to be. As we ask all of these things in the name of Jesus, our Savior, the one who taught us to pray, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Hear our prayers, O Lord. Incline thine ear to us and grant us thy peace. Thank you for joining with us in prayer. And now this morning we have the opportunity to worship the Lord with our giving. And we are so grateful and thankful to the Lord for all the blessings that God brings into our lives and how he sustains us and continues to bless us in so many ways. So as our ushers come this morning, God bless you as you give today. Well, let's join there for our prayer dedication in the bulletin. Loving God, bless and multiply this offering. Show us how they can best serve your purposes in our church and in your world. Amen. And you may be seated this morning. Our scripture reading this morning is coming from Psalm 52. This is our lectionary scripture for today, or lectionary psalm reading for today. And this is the very first time that I can remember or know of that I've ever preached on this psalm. And we are going to be reading verse 1 and verses 8 through 9. That's where we're going to focus at today, even though I'll allude to some of the other verses. But I want to focus on these verses today for our reading. Psalm 52. Hey, powerful person, why do you brag about evil? God's faithful love lasts all day long. But I am like a green olive tree in God's house. I trust in God's faithful love always. I will give thanks to you, God, forever, because you have acted. In the presence of your faithful people, I will hope in your name, because it's so good. That is God's word for us this morning, and I pray and that God will add his blessing to the reading of the word, and that God will give us ears to hear what the Spirit wants to say to us this morning. A young investment banker goes out and buys the car of his dreams, a brand new Ferrari GTO. After paying $500,000, he takes it out for a spin and stops at a red light. While waiting for the light to change, a frail-looking old man on a yellow moped pulls up next to him. The old man looks over at the Ferrari and asks, "What kind of car you got there, sonny?" The young man replies, "A Ferrari GTO. It cost $500,000. Woo! That's a lot of money," says the old man as he tucks his thumbs underneath his suspenders. Why does it cost so much?" "Because this car can do up to 320 miles an hour," states the banker very proudly. The moped driver asks, "Mind if I take a look inside?" "Not a problem at all." He puts the window down further. The old man pokes his head in the window and looks out at the bells and whistles lining the dashboard. Sitting back on his moped, the old man whistles and says, "That is a really nice car, all right, but I'll stick with my moped." Just then the light changed, so the banker decides he's going to show the old man just what his car can do. He floors it, and within 30 seconds, the speedometer reads 160 miles an hour. Suddenly, he notices a yellow dot in his rearview mirror. It seems to be getting closer. He slows down to see what it could be, and suddenly, whew, something flies by him going much faster. "What could be faster than my Ferrari?" the young man asks himself. So he floors it and takes the Ferrari up to 250 miles an hour. Then up ahead of him, he sees it's the old man on his moped. Amazed, the man could pass the Ferrari. So he gives it more gas and passes the moped 270 miles an hour. Phew! He's feeling pretty good about himself. He looks back in the mirror and he sees that old man on his moped gaining on him again. Dumbfounded, the banker floors the gas pedal and takes it all the way up to 320 miles an hour. Not a second later, he sees the moped bearing down on him again. Suddenly, the Ferrari has to stop at a red light, and the man plows in the back of his Ferrari. The young man stops, jumps out. Unbelievable, the old man is still alive. He runs up to the man, all beaten up and bruised, and says, "Oh my God, is there anything I can do for you?" The old man whispers, "Unhook my suspenders from your side mirror, please." I haven't shared that in a long time. Well, number one, it's because I lost it and I had to look it back up to find it. That was always one of my favorite. I want to talk to you this morning about God's faithful love. God's faithful love. As the question appeared earlier on the PowerPoint, what sustains life? Is it power? Wealth? Words, as the earlier part of the psalm seems to imply about someone that thinks that that is what makes life truly what it is? Or maybe we could ask the question, what makes life endure? Psalm 52 is about God's faithful love, God's loving kindness, a love that lasts a lifetime and beyond. God's faithful love never shrinks back, never gives up, doesn't cop out, and doesn't let us down. And the psalmist, if you read the entire psalm, you'll see contrasts those who depend on other things in life, money, power, and their words that they use to manipulate and people and get their way, with those who trust in, depend upon, and embrace God's faithful love. And the psalmist seems to share with us this morning that when we depend upon and trust in and embrace God's faithful love, we will see its implications for our lives. Not just in the future, but right now as we walk by faith and hope in God's good name. As we focus on the last two verses of Psalm 52, I want you to see the perspective of the psalmist. And it really was challenging me as I was thinking about this. I kept thinking, Lord, this person is confessing their trust in your faithfulness. And we're going to see how the psalmist sees his or her life in two ways. First, we see that life as flourishing in God's presence. Flourishing in God's presence. That's what the psalmist lets us know when we trust in God's faithful love, that there is a flourishing in God's presence. And two things I want you to see in connection with this. First, those who trust in God's faithful love thrive like olive trees. Now, I was doing a little study this week, and I don't think we'll be surprised at this. Some of you probably already know this. But olive trees are some of the longest living and most resilient of all trees in the world. Did you know that there are olive trees in the land of Israel that are over 1,000 years old? The only ones that I can think of is the big redwood trees out in California. The one when I was a kid, when we went on vacation out there, I remember walking up to it and it had a cutout in it that looked like a tunnel that you could drive a car through the middle of this redwood tree because it was so huge. It was unbelievable. That's the only other tree that I know, maybe palm trees, but I don't know if they live that long. And olive trees are able to survive drought. They're a sign of security and survival. And it made me think this week about how many of us have survived and flourished, even sometimes in the midst of facing harsh conditions, circumstances, and situations in life. And how God was faithful to us in the midst of that. And God's faithful love and grace was there to see us through in the midst of that. That other aspect of flourishing God's presence is those who trust in God's faithful love are rooted in the life-giving soil of God's presence. God's life-giving eternal presence is with us because of Jesus Christ. And that is the ultimate expression of God's faithful love. When we sing about God being with us, when we declare every Advent season, you know, coming up to Christmas and everything, that Christ is Emmanuel, God with us, that is all about God's faithful love to us. And we are rooted in relationship with God because of Jesus. We draw on all the resources that God provides for us. All the resources that we can receive. And when we come and worship together and pray and sing and hear instruction from God's word, because it's all provided for us in God's presence because of Jesus. There have been times when I faced difficulties in life and I wasn't sure how I was going to move through them. Emotional things and just trials and stresses and pressures in life. And it was coming into God's presence and worshiping and singing and praying and talking to God and being with God's presence that I found the resolve to press on. I don't know if you've ever experienced that before. And all of that is because we are secure in God, secure in Christ, flourishing in God's presence. Second thing I see that comes out of this is overflowing with God's Spirit. Now, I understand that nowhere in this psalm does it talk about God's Spirit. But I'm going to explain to you why I said it the way I did. And again, I want to look at it in two ways in light of trusting in God's faithful love. Those who trust in God's faithful love live in the light of God's Spirit. Okay, so I said something about olive trees already. Olive trees are not only resilient, but they also provide oil. Has anybody ever cook with olive oil? We try to do that often because it's healthier for us. But the oil was used for a variety of things in the Old Testament and Bible times. And I want to bring out two of them that I think come out in this reading today that I want us to see. First of all, they provide oil for lamps. And in the New Testament, oil is a symbol for the Holy Spirit or the anointing of the Holy Spirit in our lives. And as I was thinking about that, I thought about how the Holy Spirit in our lives lights our way, so to speak, prompts us in different directions and guides us. 1 John tells us that we have an anointing from the Holy One that lights our way so we know the right path in life. How many of us have experienced the light of the Holy Spirit or God's Spirit in our lives at times where we thought, maybe I shouldn't go that direction or go down that path or do this? And at other times when we felt like it was the right thing to do. I believe that was God's Spirit working in our lives, prompting us. And that's a part of what we receive because of God's faithful love. And then those who trust in God's faithful love abound in any circumstance. You know, I was thinking about these two things, live in the light of God's Spirit and abound in any circumstances. And I started to think about Paul's letters where Paul talks about how when we walk in the Spirit, that the Spirit will lead us and guide us in those ways. And Paul talks about how we, when we walk in the Spirit, will abound in all the things that God wants for our lives. Olive trees are not only resilient and provide lamp or oil for lamps, they also provide oil for food and medicine. And I thought about that and I was thinking, no matter what we face in life, God's Spirit is there to help us in the trials of life, bringing healing, bringing the soothing balm of Gilead, as one of the passages of Scripture talk about, refreshing us, revitalizing us. We sing that hymn, "Revive Us Again." That's the work of the Spirit in our lives. How many of us have experienced the same? You know, the psalmist sees life in light of God's faithful love. A life that flourishes in God's presence and overflows with God's Spirit. The psalmist sees life as better off despite various trials while trusting in God's love. I don't know about you, but I have found that to be true in my life as well. God's faithful love. Amen. Amen. Well, as we get ready to close out here in a little bit, we want to take a few moments and greet one another and extend God's blessing, say hi to a few people, and then we'll go ahead and close out with our little chorus there, "Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary." So let's just take a few moments. Season, or sometimes during Advent, is kind of one of our songs there. We're going to sing it through twice this morning. I hope you'll remember it. It'll come back to you as we sing it. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with thanksgiving. I'll be a living sanctuary for you. Okay, let me hear you now. Lord, prepare me to be a sanctuary, pure and holy, tried and true, with like about that is you can make that your prayer. And that's what I like so much about that. Well, let's join together there for our benediction. We leave the house of God. May we root ourselves in God's holy presence and live out God's love for all. May we trust in the steadfast love of God all our days. Amen.